their childhood, individuals connected by the same language grasp these rules and relations mainly by intuition. When man becomes conscious of the rules concerning the relations between signs, the so-called grammar of language is established. In an early stage, the words may correspond directly to impressions. At a later stage, this direct connection is lost in as far as some words convey relations to perceptions only if used in connection with other words. For instance, such words as is, or, thing. 10 word groups rather. Word groups rather, 10 single words, refer to perception. When language becomes thus partially independent from the background of impressions, a greater inner coherence is gained. Only at this further development, where frequent use is made of so-called abstract concepts, language becomes an instrument of reasoning in the true sense of the word. But it is also this development which turns language into a dangerous source of error and deception. Everything depends on the degree to which words and word combinations correspond to the world of impression. What is it that brings about such an intimate connection between language and thinking? Is there no thinking without the use of language, namely in concepts and concept combinations, for which words need not necessarily come to mind? Has not every one of us struggled for words, although the connection between things was already clear? We might be inclined to attribute to the act of thinking complete independence from language, if the individual formed